Okay, back to the teaching on the fidelity to Yahweh Yahushua. Fidelity comes from the word faith or faithfulness. And so fidelity is something very important with our communication and our relationship with Yahweh and Yahushua. Today, in the United States at least, probably throughout much of the country, fidelity is not what it used to be. We're talking about covenant, oaths, thou has said. When somebody says, I'm going to be someplace or I'm going to do something, many people don't honor what they say. And that means the word doesn't mean anything. But if they promise in marriage, I'm going to do these marriage vows, and then a year's time, they say, no, I'm not going to do those anymore. That means that's unfaithfulness, infidelity. So Yahweh is going to show, we're going to go through some testimonies to show you what Yahweh says about fidelity and infidelity. We're supposed to have a relationship with Yahweh, and He's the only one who is at the top tier. That's it. The world's going to try to take our attention away from that, to say, well, I want some of that affection away from Yahweh. And that's what generally happens. And so we're going to find out what Israel did and Judah. So we're going to Ezekiel chapter 16, page 798. So this is kind of the fall. So when Ezekiel is being written, Israel, the 10 tribes, have already fallen about 150 years before that. Judah is now at the last falling. So that Ezekiel is a prophet who was speaking during the times of Jeremiah, Daniel. We go to chapter 16. And we're going to see what Yahweh says. And He's going to address us, or people, as a wife or a woman. And right at the top, you see chapter 16, Jerusalem's infidelity under the figure of an adulteress is graphically portrayed. And obviously men are just as much as adulteress or harlots than women, and probably even more so many times is in our society or in all culture. And the word of Yahweh came unto me saying, Son of man, let Jerusalem know her abominations. Therefore shall thou say, Thus saith my Lord Yahweh to Jerusalem, Thine origin and thy birth were of the land of the Canaanites. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. So these are all insults. So if you don't realize, being related to a Hittite or Amorite or Canaanite is
a bad thing.
You're slum. And as for thy birth, in the day thou wast born, thy navel cord was not cut, and in water was thou not bathed to cleanse thee. And as for being salted, thou was not salted. And as for being bandaged, thou was not bandaged. No eye threw a shield over thee, by doing for thee one of these things, taking pity on thee. But thou was cast out on the face of the field, because thy person was abhorred in the day thou was born. That's a pretty good picture of somebody who's in need of help. And that's each one of us. Each one of us, Yahweh is going to take us. When we've been cast away, He's going to clothe us in righteousness, which we start seeing. And I passed by and looked upon thee thrusting about in thy blood and said to thee, Despite thy blood live. Yea, I have said to thee, Despite thy blood live. Okay, Melania, read 7, and I'll tell you where to stop.
Into myriads, like the bud of the field, made I thee. And thou didst increase and become well grown, and didst attain the most excellent adornments. Thy breasts were well formed, and thy hair was grown, but thou thyself was utterly...
Naked.
And I passed by thee and looked upon thee, and lo, thy time was thy time for endearments. So I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy shame, and took an oath to thee, and entered into covenant with thee, declared my Lord Yahweh, and thou didst become mine.
Now that's very important. There's a covenant that you entered into, and you became mine. we're a couple right now. And I bathe thee in water, and rinse thy blood from off of thee, and anoint thee with oil, and clothe thee with an embroidered dress, and sandal thee in red leather, and wrap thee about with fine linen, and put over thee a mantle of silk. Then decked I thee with ornaments, and put braces upon thy hand, and a neck chain upon thy throat. I put a nose jewel upon thy nose, an earring in thy ear, and a crown adorned upon thy head. Thus wast thou adorned with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of the fine linen and silk and embroidered work, fine flour and honey and oil didst thou eat. And so thou became exceedingly beautiful, and didst attain unto royalty. What a great deliverance and salvation. Then went forth thy fame among the nations for all thy beauty, for perfect it was in my splendor, which I had put upon thee, declareth my Lord Yahweh. Now we're going to, you know, as you can realize, I think there's going to be a second part to this story. We've been built up. What were you? You're a baby flopping around in blood that nobody wanted when you were born. I cleaned you up, I did all this, and now you're a woman, you're all decked out, and all the costliest thing, you got everything that you'd ever want. But we find out that something's going to go bad now. So go to verse 29. And when do you want to read 29 to 35?
Thou didst therefore cause thine unchaste ways to abound unto the land of Canaan, as towards Chaldea. Yet even herewith wast thou not satisfied. How weak was thy heart, exclaimeth my Lord Yahweh, that thou couldest have done all these things, the doing of a lewd woman without shame, that thou couldest have built thy brothel at the head of every road, and thy height...
You know what a brothel is? So a brothel is a place where women, and probably men too, would set up a shop to do sexual favors for pay. And so they're called prostitutes today. But that's what a brothel is.
Go ahead. And thy height couldest have made in every Broadway, yet becamest not as a harlot to lay claim to a harlot's hire.
So a person, a harlot, or somebody got paid for these sexual services.
A wife who committeth adultery instead of her husband, except as strangers. Well, harlots, they give a present. But thou didst give thy presents to all thy lovers, and didst bribe them to come in unto thee from every side in thine unchastity. So there came about in thee the reverse of women in thine unchastity, and that thou did not follow thee for purposes of lewdness. They did not follow thee for purposes of lewdness. And in that thou gavest a present while no present was given to her, so didst thou become the reverse.
35.
So she paid people to do that.
Yeah, so instead of being paid for it, she actually paid people. So this is how bad a person has got.
Therefore, O harlot, hear thou the word of Yahweh.
There you go. Therefore, O harlot. So that's a figure of speech.
Now he's talking to a tribe.
Yeah, he's talking about to Judah and Israel. The people he made a covenant with. The fidelity that they had has been broken, and this is what you call infidelity. Are they worshiping Yahweh anymore?
No.
No. Have they turned their back on Yahweh, who gave them everything else? They were tempted, and they turned their back on. So now we go to chapter 23, same book. And actually, all of chapter 16 deals with this. If you want to keep going, we just don't have the time. And all of chapter 23 deals with this. It's going to get a little more detail. Okay, Elijah, you want to do the first five verses? And the word is Aholah. You're going to see, well, I'll let you wait till you get to it. 1 through 5.
Of Ohaliba and Ohalah.
And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, two women, daughters of my own mother, were there, and they became unchaste in Egypt, and their youth became unchaste. There were hanging on their breasts, and they were given breasts to their virgin bosoms, and their names were Ola the elder, and Olaba her sister, and became mine, and bare sons and daughters. As for their names, Samaria was Ola, in Jerusalem was Olabah, then became Olah, unchaste after she had become mine, and lusted after her lovers for Assyrians so warlike.
Clothed in blue, governors and deputies, attracted young men, all of them horsemen riding on horses. So they got distracted, right? And now they're looking at this, the Assyrians. The Assyrians were so bad that they would cut people's noses and ears off just to make sure they were afraid of them. This is what Assyrians do.
And they burned their children.
Yeah, I'm just horrible people. So she besought her unchastity unto them, bestowed her unchastities unto them, the choice of the men of Assyria, all of them, and with whomsoever she lusted after with all her manufactured gods, she defiled herself, and her unchaste doings from the time she was in Egypt, had she not forsaken, for with her had they lain in her youth, yea, they had pressed her virgin bosoms, and had poured out their unchastity upon her. Okay, Esther, read 9 and 10.
Therefore, thou deliver her into the hand of her lovers, to the hand of the sons of Assyria, after whom she lusted. They disclosed her. Exclosed her, saying, her sons and her daughters took they away, and herself with the sword they slew.
Well, how did these lovers turn out? They killed her.
And stole her children.
Yeah, stole her children. They took all her property. And who did you leave? You left Yahweh for this. Yeah. And go ahead. We'll just go ahead and skip Isaiah 11:2-15.
Okay. And thought his sister Olabah.
Now that's Judah. So we know Jerusalem and Samaria is gone. And now we're talking about what her sister's going to do.
Olabah saw, yet become she more corrupt in her lust than the other. And the unchaste doing exceeded in unchaste doing of her sister. After the son of Assyria she lusted, governors and deputies so warlike, clothed in splendid array, horsemen riding on horsemen, attractive young men, all of them. So I saw that she defended herself. One way she had both, yet did she add unto her unchaste doing when she saw men portrayed upon the wall, likeness of Chaldeans, portrayed with vermilion, girded with waist cloth upon the loins, with overhanging high turbans upon their heads, like in appearance knights of all them, the likeness of the sons of Balon of Chaldea, the land of their birth.
Then lusted she after them, as soon as her eyes beheld them, and she went sent messengers unto them to Chaldea. Then came in unto her the sons of Babylon into the bed of endearment, and defiled her with her unchaste doing. She defiled herself with them, and then was her soul torn from them. Thus disclosed she her unchaste desires, and disclosed her shame. So my soul was torn from me. Isn't that so Yahweh
torn
saying?
From her.
Yeah, so my soul was torn from her, just as my soul had been torn from her sister. This is Yahweh in relationship. The United States has gone through this all the time. And what we're seeing is, when people leave what Yahweh says to do and commands, that's what is happening right here. So we're seeing it today with sodomy, abortion, taking people's money, that's called the Democratic Party. That's all part of this. We had slavery one particular time. We've got righteous things going on, but we have real unrighteous things going at the same time. Now we go to Dan, chapter 3, and we're going to see... Daniel, sorry. Dan. It's the next book over. Ezekiel, Daniel.
What chapter?
Chapter 3. Okay. What we're going to see is fidelity is paying a price. And when Yahweh asks us to be faithful unto Him, He's telling us it's not going to be the easy road. Are you aware of that? He's telling you, are you willing to take the hard road? The easy road when we get to the new earth. The hard road is going to be living here. But nothing compared to what the other people actually live. So we go to Daniel chapter 3, and we know about somebody called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And let's see if they're going to take the hard road or the easy road. So verse 10 through 12, go ahead and read that, Esther.
Okay. Thou thyself, O king, hast made a decree that any man who shall hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the harp, the psaltery, and the bagpipes, and all kinds of instruments of music, shall fall down and adore the image of gold. And whosoever shall not fall down and adore shall be cast into the burning furnace of fire. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the businesses of province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men have made thee, O king of no account, thy God. They serve now with the image of gold which thou hast set up in vain outdoor.
So, they're not willing to bow. And we're going to be asked to bow too. And we're going to ask to bow in Christian circles also. So, in many times the bowing comes about because of religious ceremony, a religious thing, and this is religious right here. They built a god, and you're supposed to bow to it. We're going to see a lot of this is not necessarily from the unbeliever, but it's actually from the believer, the
and
Christian.
Slaves.
To say, if you're going to, if you're going to be a part of our group, you're going to bow. Now we go to verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not accounting it needful concerning this to answer thee. If it is our Elohim whom we serve is able to deliver us out of the mouth, out of the burning furnace of fire, and out of thy hand, O king, he will deliver. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that thy Elohim will we not serve, and the images of gold which thou hast set up will we not adore. Is that good? Something's going, bad's going to happen to them when they say that to the king.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the same thing that we say to many times Christian brothers and sisters when it comes to the Trinity or something like that. No, I'm not going to bow to what your creation means. Well, then you're going to be called a heretic. So be it. So be it. Because as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. I'm not going to bow to your gods. Now we go to Exodus 32, page 115. So Genesis, Exodus. So I'm trying to prepare people. This should all be brought up before a person ever makes Yahushua as their Lord. To say, this is the assignment. As we know, Aaron made a calf of gold, a golden calf, because the people wanted another god. And was Aaron a prophet?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Was Aaron bowing?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry to say. So even the best people can bow. But that doesn't mean we bow. So verse 5, and when Aaron saw it, the calf, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, a festival to Yahweh tomorrow. Wouldn't that sound good? Is this a religious ceremony?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, they think they're worshiping two gods now, a calf and Yahweh? Yeah. So we got two gods right now. One we can see, and the other one we can't see. Well, Moses comes down out of the mountain. Now, was Moses trying to please Yahweh or men?
Yahweh.
Yahweh, because look what's going to happen. Excuse me, verse 25. And when Moses saw the people that unbridled they were, you know what a bridle does to a horse, Esther? It makes it turn.
Oh, yeah.
All right? I control a horse. Would you get on a horse without a bridle?
No.
All he had was his hair. How can you stop the horse?
You can't.
All right? So, Aaron unbridled the people. He gave them a freedom of going wild.
Freedom to sin.
Yeah. So, 25, and Moses saw the people that unbridled they were, for Aaron had given them the rein for a whispering among the nations. His own brother. Remember, Aaron is his brother. So Moses took his stand in the gate of the camp and said, Well, let's just accept this. Everybody wants this, right? We got a calf. Yahweh's happy. He'll want to be understanding. No, because Yahweh wants true fidelity. There's only one person. He wants your 100% faithfulness to, and that's to him. So Moses says, who is for Yahweh to me? And then gathered unto him all the sons of Levi. That's why they're so special. And he said to them, thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, put you every man his sword upon his thigh, pass through and return from gate to gate in the camp. Now, who are we going to have you slay?
Go ahead, Isaiah.
Go ahead and slay ye.
Every man his brother, and every man his friend, and every man his neighbor.
Whoa. You're going to be told to kill your friend, your brother, your mother, or your father, or your neighbor, if they are against Yahweh. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what you have to say, yes. And that's what it comes down to. So the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell from among the people on that day about 3,000 men. So they killed 3,000 men, put them to death, people who rebelled against Yahweh, and that was family members they put to death. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to cut the ties and say, when Yahweh says it, you're second, you're out. And if you go against Yahweh, you go against me. And that's called fidelity. Adam was unfaithful, and Eve actually committed treason, which I didn't realize. I looked up the word treason, and treason actually means to give aid and defense to the enemy. And you're going against Yahweh, and the enemy is Satan, the adversary, the serpent was in the garden, and so they actually committed not just the sin, they could actually treat and give aid to the enemy. Well, the enemy said you could do this, and they, okay, we're going to go with the enemy. That's the enemy of Yahweh.
Yeah,
and so here's what Adam is the one who gave up his fidelity to Yahweh to who?
Satan.
Who?
Satan.
No, to Eve.
Satan.
His wife.
No.
His wife. She was deceived, according to 1 Timothy 2:14. She was deceived, but Adam was not deceived, so he knew what was going on. So she gave to her husband a fruit, also along with her, and he did do what? He ate. And it's Genesis 3:6. Adam gave his Eve, chose Eve over Yahweh. So you can't choose your wife or your husband over Yahweh. Wow, this is really good. Do you still want to be a Christian? So this should be taught. You want to be a Christian? You want to take these vows? You want to go into this covenant? Because it's not going to be something you like. The first commandment is Deuteronomy 6:4-5. Who wants to say it? Hear, O Israel. Go ahead. Melania. Okay, go ahead.
Hear, Israel, Yahweh's Elohim, Yahweh alone. Thou shalt therefore love Yahweh Elohim with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
But can you love anybody else with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might?
No.
No. So that is the first commandment. Do you want that? This is the test ground. The big stage is going to be the new earth. So 70, 80, 100 years, nothing. I didn't realize the other day, the centurions, there are 78,000 Americans who are 100 or over. People are living a long time. Unrelated. Now we go to Joshua. 257.
What?
Joshua, Judges. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua.
She's there. She has.
And that's
chapter.
Page 257, Joshua chapter 24:14. So Joshua is under the same situation. So we're going to go all the way through here. And we're going to be tried, and we're going to be tested, because that's how Satan, the deceiver, is going to get you. Because he's going to get a brother or a sister or a mother or an aunt or an uncle or a best friend to say, come with me. Come with me. And you can have Yahweh too, but come with me. because we're going to do this other thing that Yahweh says not to do. They're going to pull you away. And you have to say no. So Joshua 24, 14 and 15. Isaiah 14 and 15.
14 and 15. Now therefore, revere ye Yahweh and serve him sincerely and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve Yahweh. But if be a vexation to your eyes to serve Yahweh, choose ye for yourselves today whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, or beyond the river of the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye are dwelling. But I and my house will serve Yahweh.
Yeah, so he made that. That's it. I don't know where you guys are going. I'm going right here. That's called the leader. Now we go to Luke chapter 14, page 77 in the New Testament. Many times we're begging people, we're flowering people, and we say, come Christianity, come in, it's just great. You know, God loves you unconditionally, Jesus is Jesus, and what's required of me? Oh, nothing. Just for you to come. Come. Well, wait a minute. Hey, we got to tell you, the world's going to hate you. Is that going to be a problem? What? The world's going to hate you. Did they like Jesus? Did they like Yahushua?
No, they murdered him.
And what did they do to this guy?
This man.
Yeah. Now, you're one of his followers, and you're expecting anything different? Well, I don't know if I want to pay for that price. I don't know if I want to go. I thought it was a free trip, man. Keep my sins and do this.
That's how the hippies talk, honey.
14:25.
What, 14?
Yeah, chapter Luke 14, verse 25 to 27. Go ahead, Melania.
25. Okay. And there will be journeying together with him many multitudes. And he said unto them, if anyone cometh unto me and hath not his own father,
hateth not
his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters and further, also even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever beareth not his own cross and cometh after me cannot be my disciple. For who from among you wishing...
We'll stop right there. 26:27. How about 16:13? Chapter 16, verse 13. Do you think people wanted to be noted as Jesus' friend, Yahushua's friend?
No.
When everybody was against him and killed him?
That's what Peter did.
Yeah. And so you have to be able to say, are people today bold about Yahweh and about Christ? Many times they are not.
Some are.
But if you look at it as a whole, you know, I go into church parking lots and I see nothing on their cars. You know, which is, just always astounds me. There's no identification that you're a Christian on your car. Are you a proud Christian? You know, it's like we said the other day, could you go into your house? Is there any manifestations of Christianity in your house? 16:13, no domestic can unto two masters be in service, for either the one you will hate and the other love, or unto the one you will hold and the other despise. You cannot unto Yahweh be in service and unto riches. So it's choose you. Do you want
the domestic
money?
Is a servant, by the way.
Yeah. Riches. And you want the things of this world? Because we know in 1 John 2:15-16 is, be not loving this world.
Because all that's in the world is covering of the flesh and covering of the eyes, and the great grandeur of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Well, that's right. So, yeah, that's right. So we've been told, we got the world, we got the Yahweh. And which one do you want to choose? The party time, you know, or the salvation time? Now, you can have a party wherever you are. We're always joyful.
Then we go to First Corinthians.
But the world is going, Yahweh, Satan and his enemies working through men. The objective is to deceive us and to pull us away from this book.
Yeah.
And how they do that is, the TV is designed to do that. You know, movies can be designed to do that. Radio programs can be designed. I listen to Christian stations, and I can't even listen to Christian music stations because of the adultery that is happening with Jesus, because there's no Yahweh. Yahweh's gone. And now, the first commandment is, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our Elohim, Yahweh is one, is gone. By Christian radio stations.
Yeah.
And does that corrupt young people? Yeah, absolutely corrupts, because that's what... Well, Jesus is it. Jesus is my God. And they're going to say that. Jesus is my God. Is that corrupt? Is that what we signed up for?
Yes, no, I don't know what you're saying.
It's a trick question.
Yes, no, yes, no.
I'm not sure what you said.
Yeah. So, Jesus, Yahushua, is the Son of Yahweh.
Not
He's our Lord. Our God is Yahweh. Yahweh is one. Who's second?
Yahushua.
But Yahweh, they're really the same anymore, because whatever the Yahushua will is, our will. But all praises go to Yahweh.
Not the same individual.
They're Father and Son. It's a family. They're a Father and a Son. But Yahweh is, the commandment is to love Yahweh with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, 1 Corinthians 6, chapter or 6, page 170. Now we'll bring Yahushua into this too. I guess 169, 6 verse 15. So we're in a very blessed time. So one thing I have to say, we can believe what we want to believe, and we're not put in prison. Mm-hmm. That's very nice. We can not be liked by Christians, in many cases Christians, and unbelievers who want to get rid of Christ altogether, get rid of the Bible. They would love to get rid of the Word. And that's what public schools are about. The public schools, you know, used to be, the Bible was taught in public schools. Can it be taught now? No. And so public schools right now teach sodomy, transgenderism, homosexuality, and what is outlawed is this book.
Except in 2 states, no, they have.
Yeah, we're getting closer. 3 states, and wonder. And that's a public school system. Are they against it? Yes, they are against Yahweh. And so, 15 and 20. Know ye not that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take away the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Far be it. Or know ye not that he that joined himself unto the harlot is one body? For saith he, the two shall become one flesh. But he that joined himself unto the Lord is one ruach. Flee fornication. Every sin whatsoever a man shall commit is outside the body. But he that committeth fornication bringeth sin into his own body. Or know you not that your body is a shrine, or the ear, the holy of holies, of the holy ruach that is within you, which you have from Yahweh? And ye are not your own. What's verse 26 or 20 say, Melania?
For you have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify Yahweh in your body.
You have been bought with a price. So Christ paid a price for us. Is that right? That's, who knows, 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15. For the love of the Christ constraineth us.
In behalf of all thy heat, in order that they who live no longer for themselves shall live, but for him who died in their
woke. That's good. And that was it. He died for us, and our job is to live for him. That's called fidelity. That's who I owe my life to. So when somebody says, you want to cheat? You want to do this? Now, when we do blow, we just confess our sins. But we don't lean and leave it. Once you leave it, then you're in bad trouble.
We have forgiveness.
Yes, we have forgiveness on our individual sins, because we're all going to sin. But there are instruments that will lead you away, so you are actually leaving Yahweh. and breaking the commandment. So we
Since
go now
it tears
to
his soul.
Romans 8, page 157. Here's another thing they should teach at the Billy Graham should be teaching. Should have taught, you know, when you're trying to bring people to Christ and tell them the truth.
I'm sorry, what?
Chapter 8 of Romans, verse 16. The Spirit or Ruach itself bears witness together with our Ruach that we are children of Yahweh. And if children, heirs also. Wow. Look at that. Heirs indeed of Yahweh, but co-heirs with Christ, because He's our brother. Yahweh's our Father. Christ is our brother. If, and what does if mean? It's a conditional phrase. In order to be co-heirs with Christ, we're going to have to do something.
Suffer together.
And Isaiah, what is that?
If
at least.
If at least we are suffering together, in order that they will also be glorified together.
Okay. For I reckon that unworthy are the sufferings of the present season to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed unto us. What are we told we're going to have to do?
Suffer.
Ah, you want to sign up? That's what we signed up for. That's fine. That's good. Why? Because the next verse, what is 18 read, Elijah?
18?
Yeah.
For I reckon that unworthy are the sufferings of the present season to be compared to the glory about to be revealed towards us.
Okay. Big pay. How about this? Elijah did a teaching on Gideon with that 300. Did they suffer?
Yeah.
Sure, they went to battle. Was the payoff pretty good?
Yeah.
Wow! Mm-hmm. We beat 100,000 men. It was 400 to 1 against 1. And how's that in your record book? Did they suffer? Yes, they did. Did Moses suffer? Absolutely. People wanted to get rid of him. Did Peter suffer? Did Paul suffer?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did Philip suffer?
Stephen.
Did Stephen suffer?
Yes.
I mean, so Nicodemus tried not to suffer. That's why he hid himself. He was ashamed.
That'd be me.
And so what would happen? Well, what happened is his infidelity occurs because of the opinion of men. And so by doing that, he was drawn away in order to not bear that suffering in this present season, because he forgot that the glory as promised far exceeds anything that we could ever suffer. And so we've got to keep our eye on that. John 15. Let's go to John.
Little John?
Yes.
Which one?
Chapter 15.
No, which John?
John 15. Well, I say
I
John.
Little John or big John?
No, there's no little John.
Little
John.
Little.
Yeah, what is that? That's a little joke. John. Okay, 15, 17 through 25. Okay. Juan, you start, and then Isaiah, you go, and then Elijah, you go. So, when you want to start?
15,
what? 15, 17 through 25.
Okay. These things I command you that ye be loving one another. If the world is hating you, ye are getting to know that me before you it hath hated. If the world ye had been the world of its own had been fine, but...
Well, it was saying, if you had been of the world likes you. If you do everything everybody else is doing, hey! Right? Or bud. Right?
Yeah.
So if the world's saying you're our bud, guess what?
Yeah.
You're not in the right place. You're in a bad place. Go ahead. 18, just go back with 18.
If the world is hating you, you're getting to know that me before you would have hated. If of the world ye had been the world of its own, hath been fond. But because of the world ye are not, on the contrary, I chose you out of the world, therefore the world doth hate you.
Oh, does what?
Hate you.
Okay, Isaiah.
Remember, the world which I spake unto you A servant is not greater than his lord. If me thy persecuted, you too they persecuted.
Well, wait a minute. Hate is not something I really want. You know what persecuted means? To come after? It's not something I really kind of want either. Suffer? Not something I pray for. I don't pray for suffering and hatred and persecution, do I? I need more suffering. I need more hatred. I need more persecution. But we're being warned, aren't we? Okay, go ahead.
My, if thy word is kept, your own also thy keep. But all these things would they do unto you on account of my name, because they know not him that sent me.
Go ahead, Isaiah. Elijah.
Had I not come and spoken unto them, sin had they done, had they none. But now have they no excuse for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also.
So remember, if somebody hates you, they're hating Christ and they're hating Yahweh. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to it. So if you speak the truth and they hate you, then they're hating Christ, and if they hate Christ, they hate Yahweh.
Had I not done among them the works which no other had done, sin had they none. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father.
That's it. We'll stop right there. Oh, we'll go on 25.
Okay. But that the word which is in the law is written might be fulfilled, they hated me without cause.
Okay. Why? Because we're in a dark world. It's just real simple. We've been prepared. We've got to realize that comes. Let's go to Revelation chapter 2, the last book of the Bible. Now, we're not in the book of Revelation, but it's the same scenario. We've got to realize that we're not of the world. We're supposed to be in the world, and we're the lights of the world, but we stand strong, fearless, and it actually encourages other people to come along because you've done it. Well, you're all by yourself, okay, but one, then two, then three, then four, five, then they can all leave again because of the pressure. I don't want the pressure. I don't want to be on the outside. I want to go to the worship service where everybody's there. I get to see all my friends and be part of the gang. But Revelations 2, 8 through 10. And unto the messenger of the assembly in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last who became dead and lived. Who is that?
Yahushua.
I know thy tribulation and destitution. Nevertheless art rich, and the profane speech from among them who affirm that they themselves are Jews, and they are not, but a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear the things which thou art about to suffer. Lo, the adversary is about to cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and may have tribulation 10 days. Well, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. We're not going through this, but become thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. That's called fidelity. Faithfulness. Be faithful unto death. He that hath the ear, let him hear what the Ruach is saying unto the assemblies. He that overcometh shall no wise be injured by reason of the second death. And so our adventure is to, we have a smile on our face, is we're overcoming, but we've been fully warned that people are, their attempt is to take us away from what this book says. And they've done a very good job of it. So when we come into a society where half the work's already done, now it's homosexuality being accepted, and you would never have thought that, you know, that Christianity would ever get to a place like that, or same-sex marriage, which is homosexuality. You know, where death is actually celebrated as going to heaven. You know, where you got three gods, but they're not three gods. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. How, we came into this society. What's up with this? Well, we know the Trinity's not in the Bible. We know God the Son's not in the Bible. We know God the Holy Spirit's not in the Bible. Well, according to the Galatians, it says if anybody adds anything to this, what are they?
Accursed.
Accursed. Aren't you accursed? Well, we don't believe Galatians either. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing this stuff. Now, I mean, who's running this show? Why didn't somebody stand up and say, no, because you will be called what? A heretic. And so that can happen from Christians, And with the world, they'll say, you just don't want to have any fun. And so you're going to a public school, and that's where you've got to shine that light and to show them you're an ambassador for Christ. And you can have a lot of fun, but you're not going to get drunk. You're not going to abuse women. I'm not going to have sexual relationship except with my wife, who I marry. I'm going to stay a virgin all my life. That's what Yahweh wants to do. And oh my God, you're still a virgin? Like, and I thought, just the wickedness that happens. And it used to be the girls who held the front, and now the girls have been conned to sacrifice themselves because of the magazines and the movies and everything else. That's why you have to watch what we're showing. And actually, they get hurt more than anybody else, because with the boys, it's recreational half the time. With the girls, it's emotional, and their hearts get ripped out. And then what you have to do is, when your life gets so bad, you have to start numbing it because of the condemnation. So what do you need to numb your life?
Drugs.
Alcohol. Drugs. Buying things. Partying. So I don't think about these things. I don't think about my life. And it just purges away. Instead of drawing people to Christ, I have been one of the casualties that have been swept away. So we don't have to be that, because Yahweh wants us to be faithful.